Well, there's no Jack Shepherd for a start. He is, in a sense, there, but only on a video link. So we can see him. He's sitting at a desk inside the prison where he's not long ago started that six-year prison sentence. And he appears to be listening intently to the argument by his defence. And it's a rather arcane argument, all about the procedure that was followed at his trial last July when he was convicted in his absence of Charlotte Brown's manslaughter. And it's particularly about the police interview he gave shortly after the boat crashed and she died. An interview in which he was told by the police that he was being treated as a witness, but effectively, said his defence barrister today, he was being treated as a suspect. Definitely treated as a suspect, said the defence. And as a suspect, he should have been given a formal police caution. And if he had been given a caution, he would have had access to a solicitor, but he wasn't given a caution and he got no legal advice. And during that interview, he made two admissions of criminal offences. He admitted that he'd been drunk when he was when he took out the boat onto the river. And he also admitted that he'd been speeding well over the Thames speed limit of 12 knots. Now, his defence said his memory was hazy. A solicitor, if he'd been provided with one, would have stopped him filling in the gaps in his memory, and he may not have made those admissions. The defence also pointed out that at the time, police felt there was no need to caution him because they believe no offences had been committed. Anyway, he made admissions, said the defence, and the jury who convicted him of manslaughter must have given a lot of weight to those admissions in coming to their guilty conclusion. That was unfair, said the defence, and even though at the time he was a fugitive on the run, chose not to be at his trial, he was entitled to a fair trial. Now, the prosecution have argued the opposite. The prosecution said if the police did make a mistake over not cautioning him for this interview, it was a benign, a harmless mistake. And even if the juries had not been shown that interview, there was plenty of other evidence during the trial of his speeding in the boat. There were witnesses who said he'd been going very fast. And there was plenty of other evidence, some of it from his own mouth before the interview, that he'd been drinking a lot of alcohol. The police said the prosecutor had no reason to caution him before that interview because he had told them that just before the crash, he'd handed over control of the boat to Charlotte Brown. So, said the prosecution, police did not for a moment think that his drinking or his speeding had contributed to her death. Now, the hearing is going on, continuing at the moment, probably going to finish today, and we don't know whether the judges are going to give their ruling, whether his appeal is successful or not. That may come tomorrow. It may be delayed for some time.